This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
Father, let the entrance of your word bring illumination and light. Let darkness flee. Let somebody carry a seed of faith to face the challenge that is ahead. I pray, Father, use this mortar clay to bring your engrafted supernatural word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, some people have put pressure on me to resume my series on wisdom. In the beginning of the year, I started a series on wisdom, and when Easter was approaching, I asked permission from the congregation to break and to focus on the Easter season. And I promised to come back to the subject of wisdom. Then Mama Rita's celebration also came, and I started talking about praise. And then royal ladies came to cross the path. And then I traveled to our convention in America. And then I came back, WMG. And ladies and gentlemen, from now till September, as we celebrate the coming glory, from the 28th of September to the 2nd of October, we will be talking about wisdom.
But when some year right there yet.
Are you clapping? When you start operating wisdom, you won't go through deliverance again.
Nyansa, nyansa ba pa sha se no na oba beto aso yi. Na on the other can we say, "Se nyansa be ba wa bra bom a, eni me bebre, e be sie e wa bra bom, e ye wa ware wa dwuma ye obi bi biara no. Nyansa, e be mo otumi atena se me ne mmu aye den no, nyansa en do be ko wanim."
So in the series gone past, let me try and bring a recap for those of you who have forgotten the subject. Let me bring you a recap. First, the definition of wisdom. We said that it is when you have understanding of godly principles which operate through his word and through the person of Christ. That is wisdom. Having the understanding of godly principles through his word and through the person of Christ.
Nyansa ene se obenya sa enti ase no ewo nasemu se ne osi eka no fa na afi obenya enti ase so se ne Kristo eye ne nyoma fa no sa nyoma ne sa otete ase a na hunu sha na kesa beda ne nyansa ama wankasa wabrabo.
Wisdom and common sense are not the same.
Nyansa ene se obefa ajin obibi hu no enya ade ba ku de biara da.
As a matter of fact, wisdom is common sense infused in righteousness. Wisdom is common sense operating in the environment of righteousness. When common sense starts operating in righteousness, it is called wisdom.
Nyansa eya se obefa adwene pa bi ewo bibi hu ewo tene ne kwan so ntia mbre bi a odi tene ne efa adwene wo bibi hu no sa de gro no dane ebeye nyansa e de ma wo.
And then in one of the series I gave you this quote: the practice of godly wisdom today is the inheritance for the children tomorrow. The practice of godly wisdom today, if you walk in godly wisdom today, it is an inheritance for your children tomorrow.
And
then when we came to study Proverbs chapter 2, there were some powerful things that God taught us. Number one, we have learned the source of wisdom. Wisdom is a principal thing. In all your gettings, get understanding. For the Bible says wisdom comes from above. And then don't forget another source of wisdom. He that lacks wisdom, let him ask. So when you pray to God, God gives you wisdom. And that is the way, Apostle General, I have solved very, very difficult situations and problems that have come my way. Anytime I am confronted with a problem, I go before God and I say, God, give me wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. If I pray sufficiently, then I move into action and I discover that every solution that I prescribe, the time the devil problem is divinely orchestrated, God gives me answers. By the time the devil is aware, the problem that he has brought my way has become an agent of a doorway for
Amen.
Me. You better start clapping, because the same thing God is going to do for you.
I receive it.
What becomes a problem will become a symbol of celebration and joy. When the devil thinks that he's pulling you down, God will give you wisdom and that situation will turn around. Wisdom.
By
your hands and say, my Father.
My Father.
Turn the situation around.
Turn the situation around.
By wisdom.
By wisdom.
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 Scream again and say, wisdom.
Wisdom.
It is coming to you right now.
I receive it.
Oh, in case you forgot my introduction. When you have wisdom, you can sustain your marriage.
Yes.
Without wisdom, your marriage will disintegrate. If you have wisdom, you can sustain your children. If you don't have wisdom, you will lose your children. If you have wisdom, you will be rich. If you don't have wisdom, you
poor.
So when we came to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, showed us the source of wisdom, which is God. And verse 9 taught us that when you have wisdom, you can take wise decisions of life. And verse 10 said to us that anybody who walks in wisdom has pleasure and has joy. Anyone who has no wisdom, every time you have a problem on your hand to solve, because you don't take wise decisions, because you lack wisdom.
And when we came
to verse number 11 to 15, we saw that wisdom gives protection. Verse 12 says it protects us from deception. When you are wise, you can never be manipulated. When you are wise, nobody deceives you. When you are wise, nobody can manipulate you and take a decision that you regret later. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. It is the person of Christ, and it is your ability to walk in godly principles. Wisdom.
And
when we came to chapter 2, verse number 13 of Proverbs, we saw that wisdom can protect you from death. Wisdom can deliver you from death. In other words, when you don't have wisdom, you can die foolishly. Just like that, because you lack wisdom. Wisdom protects you from danger. Chapter 2, verse number 15. A young girl graduated from one of the universities, committed suicide. Every time her young husband will abuse her and tell her how ugly she was, how that he had regretted marrying her, and how that if he had another opportunity, he would never go in for a girl like this. Verbal abuse, physical abuse. And then the mother would tell this girl, you are beautiful, you are intelligent. If you were not intelligent, you wouldn't have passed O level, A level, go to university, graduate to become somebody. Why would you allow this man to kill you? Please, please, be wise. Advise yourself. Be wise. Be wise. Be wise. This girl will not listen. And then went and then had one baby. One day, she had gone to her mother's house. And then she was just nursing the baby. And then she told her mother, Mommy, hold the baby. I'm coming. Their mother had waited. She wasn't coming for the baby. Then they went and knocked a door. Why? Your baby? She was hanging on the ceiling. Suicide.
Baba, we are going to grab Brandy. Now Brandy, now no, and now who is fair? And now what is happening? Come here, come on, come on. What do I say? I'm sorry, we are not going to come. You must make a choice. My Baba, who is fair? We are both sound. And my son, who is young, so who is young, so who is young, so. Mommy, can you? My Baba, I am pene. I go with you. Only a Brandy would that grow. Baba, my mommy, can you? Oh, she is very man, very nufu. Mammy, so move in mamma and I may back me a quadem work of Fadiaba. Nimamia China, praise one copia. You're quite not Baba way, Essen Biaswa. What said the walk on foot?
Today's reopening of wisdom, I will start looking at certain characters of the Bible. Their wisdom surprises me, like Solomon. And today, I'll help you trace where Solomon got his wisdom from. And then go to the same place and go and get some wisdom for yourself.
And then the Bible says, Bible, Subi, and then Grophobia, Tennessee. Ah, when we answer the Anna, a brat, Jenin, Tiasio, so, Bacon, and your hint, Solomon. If I pass the Bible, Chen, Babia, Solomon, Yan, San, Yan, Sanifi, Nayasia, Yakosabia, Cronra, saying, Yan, San, Yan, Sanibia.
So, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 10, verse number 23, what the Bible says about Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse number 23. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse number 23.
I informed the kind, it didn't tell my head, you know me, sir.
So, Kings, yeah, this dawn, I was just sitting down, I was just laughing. As if I'm reading a story. So, King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom.
Into your hidden Solomon, Nisika, and in the answer, there, now Brian for a bang now. We are saying,
anytime you see wisdom, you see money following wisdom.
And maybe I'll be say, Nansa Econo, we will say, the part and the Sika, and in a chico.
Every time,
and maybe I'll
verse 24. Now all the Kaya Laboshakaya. I pray this. Lord, I cover this anointing. All the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. Lord, give me this kind of wisdom.
We receive it.
The Bible may say, if you are seeing in a prayer, say, Solomon, or here Solomon, uncle in Yansa, somebody be if you are reading channel, uncle go on Makumaso.
A certain woman called Queen of Sheba. She came to just hear Solomon's wisdom. After hearing Solomon's wisdom, she started opening her boxes and started pouring gold and silver and spices. She bombarded and embarrassed Solomon with said gifts just because of wisdom. Now you want to ask how Solomon wrote those proverbs. 3,000 proverbs. Solomon. Wisdom. 1,500 poems that were converted into songs. The songs of Solomon that you have been reading, they are the poetic language of Solomon. He wrote them. 3,000 proverbs. Ecclesiastes. But major portion of Ecclesiastes is the work of Solomon. Three things will help you acquire wisdom. Number one, association brings you wisdom. Association, your association, the kinds and the types of people you associate with will make you a fool or a wise person. Number 2, you get wisdom by reverence to your spiritual covering. Reverence to your spiritual covering is enough to give you wisdom. Reverence. The first one, association. The second one, reverence.
Obua ni atosu mienu ye obua odebema umu achesefo no sa obua no edinyansa bebrew ni edikan ayankrofo a woni omunante ni atosu mienu obua odema wopedifo awohunhumu no edinyansa bebrew.
Number 3, your devotion to God is a ticket to acquire wisdom. It's a boarding pass. Your devotion to God, number 1, your association, number 2, your reverence, and then number 3, your devotion.
Yedika ye nipa no omunante nyotoso mienu nyawdesma anase osha odesha upeni anase ohumupeni nyotoso mienu sane awoni awrade ebo anase tunsumbo aniani eda woni awrade ntem no eba ma o wenya edi akwa akopenya nsa anase bema kwa mwetu kwan akonya nsa asase so senior woni awrade enya nkutahudi efa.
Now many of you have overlooked this. I myself got the shocker of my life when God asked me to look at Samuel chapter 12, verses number 24, 25. That's where Solomon got his wisdom from. 2 Samuel, chapter number 12, verse number 24.
Etidu mienu chichemu edionu nai.
Kale sutaya. David had gone to steal a certain woman called Bathsheba.
Ohini David, they call me Bathsheba.
And then Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, had been killed.
Now Uriah, your Bathsheba, ekunu nonso, yekunu mu ewa akwano.
David repents before God, and then decided to atone and to make amends by marrying Bathsheba.
Enti David decided by Uriah saying, "Ebesire no bonifache." Now the bekan wuni obeya nse obeya warishiba. Bathsheba nso akane yere nomu.
So Bathsheba has now become David's legal wife. David had now married Bathsheba properly. Don't forget that the first one had died. The one born from wedlock had died. So Solomon is the firstborn of legality. The legal wife. Solomon is the firstborn. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in to her and lay with her. So she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. Solomon means a son of peace.
The Bible says David afi wadjin ne yire Bathsheba akoma ene na kompam na mpam no ba ofimu ba ye no eh Solomon. Solomon as train say oba oya asumdie eba.
Now watch this. Now the Lord himself loved Solomon.
Na fi she we ye Awurade ankasa adọ Solomon.
In verse 25. Verse 25. And then David sent a word by the hand of the prophet Nathan, the prophet. So he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. So from the day he was born, then he took Solomon and put Solomon in the hands of the prophet Nathan. So Solomon sat at the feet of the prophet Nathan throughout his childhood and his growth. That was how he became wise. His association with the prophet Nathan. It was Nathan who raised him up. And so, once his father called him Solomon, Nathan changed his name and gave him a prophetic name and said, "You shall be called Jedidiah," which means the one whom God loves. Or the one whom God has appointed. And at the time Nathan was bringing him up, little did he know that the guy will become a shaker and a mover. Wisdom be what? And people came from all over the world to come and receive wisdom from Solomon. Who is your association? Who do you listen to? Whose books do you read?
Into Chime, yes, 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 Yawo, about my Solomon, Yadinema, a concerning Nathan. Now concerning Nathan and Cotranam, on the Sunday, and Jedede, say, I just so be a Radian Casa and Sadanoso, or be a Radi at Dono, anti Yapabisa, say, Solomon, any Nathan, Cotramania, and Yansania. Why? And I was only in Nante, our Brabum.
Because the thing was worrying me. I said, where did Solomon get his wisdom from? Certainly not his father. Because if his father had that kind of wisdom, his father would have done greater exploits. The only thing David had was worship and anointing. As for worship and anointing, David, he had it. Keke. Oh, David will kill you right now. Huh? Mess around with David. David will capture a land now. But Solomon didn't have the strength of his father. Yet he was doing some great things. Not knowing. He's sitting down, listening to Nathan, watching Nathan. And I believe that anytime Nathan had audience with the king, Nathan will ask David to follow, Solomon to follow. Solomon, let's go. I'm going to have some discussions with your father. And then Solomon, that small boy,
wiser.
Sitting down, association. And the guy was getting wiser, 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 wiser by the day. Who do you follow on social media?
Oh, but with some year, Radia, yeah. Solomon, could I get to any honor concerning Nathan Akotana? I want him to say, Empo and some more can in Ara, but Eddie Natiko Radi Fan Sun in Ara, so near him in Pokasa, Mijidi, sir. Akwakwa Solomon edine tiko tiasanya nsasemui enka kranka 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 kra Solomon abeyo nyanseni ese nipa no ne namti ese nipa no ne to anamo wonso wana one nam wan na udi na tiwo social media wan na utie ni nsam na wan e na okan enema efa no ho.
The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter number 34, and the man Joshua had the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid hands upon him. He had wisdom because he was associated with Moses.
Joshua, and so Ebenya Nyansa, Joshua to me diakwano, or to me the Israel for any message, Moses Edin Satonoso, Moses Edin Mugrunoso, Eti, and my Nibeny, to me the Israel for him.
The Apostle Peter and John stood before the Sanhedrin, and when they were speaking the word of God and they were telling the people their witness of Christ, how that they had seen the resurrection, and that this story about Jesus is not a story, but it's a real, real thing, because they had seen it and they experienced. The people said, "Who are these?" And then they recognized that they had been in the company of Jesus. Hey, Royal House Chapel, when would you resemble me? When would your marriage look like mine? And when would you have wisdom? And you are not the right guys, I should say this, but let me say it and let me prepare. The General Assembly is coming, pastors are coming. And on that day, I will tell my pastors, get the pastors, when would you become like Apostle Gina? When would you pastor and get the results that Apostle Gina has? When you are with Apostle Gina, people must know. They must know that you sit at my feet. And they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Then they knew that they had association with Jesus.
Petro and Yohani, Womko P and Penifoni and Nimono, Womoka San in Yomamu Yenina, and my address, Ampara, Sam Ranti, and Christo Anante, and your baby, I said, once only a papa Nanti, and Aunima, and I said, only I say papa, and I send you, say, what sorry, Fano, so we also for acquire a Apostle General Dianana, and now Bibisrum Kubi, and Aoye.
Apostle Paul was defending himself in Acts chapter 22, and the other accusations, he said, listen to me. I, Paul, I am also a Jew. And he spoke Hebrew. And when they thought he couldn't speak, you know, the Hebrew language. And when he said to them, I'm a Jewish man, I can speak Hebrew, except that I was born in Tarsus. I sat at the feet of Gamaliel. And that is why I am bold like Gamaliel. That is why I persecuted Christians like Gamaliel. That is why I am hard like Gamaliel. That's why I talk like Gamaliel. Because Gamaliel, who is Gamaliel? Gamaliel was the president of the Pharisee group, the group of lawyers. They know the law of God. And they will use the law to harass and to persecute. So, said, Apostle Paul said, I sat under his feet. That is why I behaved like him. Until I met Jesus. And then I made the U-turn. So if you want to find out the source of my wisdom, then go and find out the source of the wisdom of Gamaliel. Around this time, Gamaliel is known as a powerful lawmaker. Legal luminary of the Jewish law. He said, I sat under his feet. I associated with him. When I see what is happening in the social media space, I have nausea and I want to vomit.
The papa says, "Oh, when you go to social media, now if anybody na funo no, no person of fi empo."
These young people are flaunting. They say they are rich, and then they are boldly. They say it. They say, "I have houses and I'm rich." If it's paying you, go and commit suicide. What kind of riches do they have? All these people are seekers of attention. If you check their family background, you can see that they are born from wedlock, disintegrated homes. They were nobodies. And then social media came and they started exposing their bodies, you know, to men. And they started making money. And then they started buying some few houses and some few cars. And I'm even told that most of the cars that they have bought, they can't even pay for them. And the owners come and take their, you know, and then they are showing themselves. And then these people are on social media and then you are following them. Continue to follow them. Very soon you'll be walking on the street naked. Continue. What for? What attention are you seeking? What kind of acceptance do you want? Why you want to join this foolishness? He that walks with the wise himself shall become wise. Reverse it. Reverse it. If you walk with foolish people, you become like them.
When you fear, you will be just social media. So, Minie, Matadinie, Mikomadinie, Mekainie, Midainie.
They will line up their cars. Pastors are doing it. So-called celebrities are doing it. They go to parties and they are not even wearing underwears. And they are proud to show it to the whole world. Why? Because they get following by doing that. La mozi eradi huye mobo eradi, Lord have mercy.
Now you to a bonti, equa a puntuni ni mania masia, Pioto di Pioto Crow Mushabi as one with the Jasing na send your bay and nipper bedding wedgi. Now many a Christian and Bisa says, and if a croya knows what in a G, and now didn't you social media de BRA, never passi, and yansa four and yansa four nantia, and quasi a four send the one when a benante, no one cast away yanwa maho.
From today, I deliver you from this thinking that you get fulfillment by following these people.
Amen.
You get fulfillment by being wise. Empty barrels, they make the most noise.
Yes, sir.
People who have substance and virtue don't make noise. They don't flaunt their wealth around. It's people with substance, people with virtue, people with wisdom. They are cool, quiet, they are prospering, they are helping needy and weak people. They don't boast, they don't brag. You will see them in the social media space. They are the people I want to associate with. Look for those people. Those people, they don't announce themselves. You go and look for them. The Solomons, they don't go about telling people they are wise. The Solomons, they prosper and people travel to come and Jesus. Look for them. When you see somebody canvassing for acceptance, the person is empty. They let Shelley a bedroom. People who have it don't announce themselves. They stay in their corner and they shine. And people come and look for them in their corner. May you be that person that people will come and look for.
I receive it.
Can you clap your hands and say, My Father,
let me shine.
Let me shine in my space.
In my space.
Let me shine.
Let me shine
in my corner.
My corner.
I am not moved.
I am not moved.
By the noise that people are making.
People are making.
When my time comes,
they will come
and look for me.
And look for me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did you say it?
Yes.
Then get up and go to death. People, I say, stay and shine in your corner. Don't bother to make noise. They will come and look for you. Can you go around and prophesy to 30 people? Those of you who are writing, stop writing for now. Follow the prophetic instructions. I'll give you the chance to come and write again. God bless you. That's a powerful song.
The host above.
It is the song of the Spirit. It was in my
heart. My destiny
in you alone.
In you alone, I make my boast.
I make my boast in the Lord.
You reign alone.
See, I want to do something for you. Can I do it?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Today, by the anointing upon my life.
Jesus.
And that stupid fool in your life, I cut them off out of your life. Oh, Jesus. You see how they have bewitched you. You are so foolish, you don't want to be separated. Me, I say I will separate you.
Yes.
Any association that is not benefiting you.
Cut off.
Clap your hands and say cut.
Cut off.
Say, cut off.
Cut off.
Uh-huh.
Cut off.
You are not in the spirit.
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 Cut off.
Hey, I have a deliverance for somebody
Jesus.
Today. Anybody who has captured your heart and the person is leading you to commit suicide, clap your hands and say, break.
Break.
Clap your hands and say, break,
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 break.
Jesus, Jesus, can I professor again?
Professor.
Anybody who has bewitched you,
Jesus.
I remove the witchcraft.
Yes.
And I give it to their children and their
yes.
children.
Yes.
Shine.
Yes.
man came to me. He's an apostle general. I will not lie to you. Before I married this woman, I was doing well financially. I was solid. He said, Daddy, from the day I married this woman, I have never known peace. All my money is finished. And I said, how do you know that it is not your foolishness? And why are you accusing this woman? It's okay, Apostle General. I will divorce her for 5 years. If my money doesn't return, I'll go back for it. I'll divorce her for 5 years. If I start prospering again, it means that she's the cause. If after 5 years, I am not making it, I'll know that she's not the cause. I'll go for her. But now, give me the permission to divorce her. Anybody in your life,
Jesus,
who is sucking your money,
cut-off.
Anybody in your life,
cut-off.
Who is a bad luck spirit,
cut-off.
In your office,
cut-off.
At your workplace,
cut-off.
Any association,
cut-off.
Which is negative,
cut-off.
On the social media,
cut-off.
In the physical,
cut-off.
In the spiritual,
cut-off.
When you are sleeping,
cut-off.
In your dream,
cut-off.
Clap your hands,
cut-off.
And say,
I invoke
the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
praise,
the blood,
praise,
the blood,
praise. That church is in prayer. That church is in warfare. The Bible says, by wisdom, this money will declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. And the witch that is hiding in your marriage, in your finances, in your family, by the blood of Jesus, we cut them off.
In the name of Jesus.
Wisdom.
That's it. Am I pumping some wisdom into somebody here today?
Yes!
Senede, who do you be a chia? Jimmy Fu be a chia, catcher, I must say. Would you dear Frimu? Only a business do a much, I catch as the only Jimino, no fewer mochi, as a money be Pemon, Penyansa for Pencroft, for Apo Brancasa, never show much in the quay. Send your Shiba, I bet your Solomon, caution when you can be wrong.
Let's another shocker. So you also receive wisdom not only by association, but you receive wisdom by reverence.
Don't
forget that the character we are studying today is Solomon. Don't forget about that.
Solomon wants some and the year key.
Reverence to your spiritual covering.
Obia, whom Akata was so no. Would it Obuo be Emma Sandy Pacono Akata? So,
and I don't want to be repeating spiritual covering. So that's why I've shot in the reverence, because those are the three words I want them to live here with. I want them to live here with three words: association, reverence, and devotion.
But
the character we are studying is Solomon. Now look at Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 5. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 5.
1
Kings chapter 3, verse number
5.
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in the dream by night and said, ask, what shall I give you?
I will give you an adufa and a radio in where the Solomon. And look at Solomon, says Solomon, eh, Bisania mere radim in Famau.
And look at his supposedly foolishness. God said, what can I do for you? Then he answers God. And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have continued this great kindness for him. And you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. What has this got to do with the question God asked him? And that is his secret of wisdom. There is no day Solomon gave a speech without making reference to his father David, his covering. You will never find him. Solomon. No day. No speech God comes to him and says, Solomon, you've given me a sacrifice. Ask me what you want. And he says, you've been kind to my father. You made promises to my father. Every time Solomon found his authority from the source and from the work and from the sacrifice of his father David. How about you? Do you even know what we have done?
And can you ready beside Solomon?
Do you even appreciate what God has used us to do? That's why you don't have wisdom. Because you are an ingrate. When God does something for you, you don't even recognize it. You don't even recognize what God does for you. And yet, let me tell you why he made some apostles, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some pastors and some teachers and some pastors for the edification of the saints and for the reason of the body of Christ. It's because of you I'm standing here. I am a gift. What do you do with gifts that God gives to you? Mipa, God will ask me, Sam Kranchankra, ask me what you want. Hey, Lord, I need money to finish my oyedo. Hey, Lord, make me powerful. There are some people who don't like me in this city. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Charlie, I have so many things to ask God. Solomon started by making reference to his father before he came asking God for wisdom.
And get ready to be said, Solomon said, "Dear, now open up in your mouth. Nanka Wakoswat, Abusin, and so on. A radium, Mamma's coming via Yadum, a radium, Mamma, Huadin, Crophobia, Hamadin, Womemu, me, you, Omin, and Fruo, maybe send your baby. Now, Solomon, as I say, although any Tima, any Homobro, whom Papa, David, and in your Wayama David, a Honum, and I can never pay you in Nara, and Tamibia, Solomon, Baba, Radianimo, never pay you, or money real feed the Biarada, a Punuansa, no one will be sad at Now I swear.
Let me tell you something crazy to do, which can cost you your life. But if you can do it, that is an extreme work in wisdom. To go into your bank account and say, I have 1 million in my bank account. I'm dividing it into two. I'm taking 500, half of it, to my spiritual father. He should use it to build God's church. Let people call me a fool. That's what Solomon did. If you can do it, you're a wise man, you're a wise woman. Wisdom is reverence. Reverence. Give reverence to your covering. Give reverence to the one that God used to bring salvation to you. The one that God used to give you covering. The one that God... I made some phone calls yesterday. And one of them, as soon as he came on the line, I said, this is the Apostle General. Oh, Daddy, how are you? I said, I am not well. As long as you do not appreciate what God has used me to do in your life, have you forgotten when you were going for the visa, the word I gave you in the prayer? Have you forgotten when your wife was not having babies? How I shed tears and I cried, and God gave you 4 children on the spot. Have you forgotten when your wife was sick? And at the point of death, cancer. And the Lord used me to rescue the spirit of cancer, and today your wife is still alive. Where is your first love? He broke down into tears. He cried. I said, this is the reason why I called you. If I be your God, where is my reverence? And if I be your master, where is my fear? Malachi chapter number 3. Is it chapter 6 or chapter 3? Hey, why is the church so quiet this morning? Reverence, please. Go back and start giving honor to whom honor is due. And those of you who, at the end of every year, December, January, you come to me for covenant. This time, don't come for covenant only. When you are coming to me, come with the anointing oil and say, Papa, bless this oil. I want to walk in your wisdom. I want a success in marriage like yours. Papa, I want this grace that makes you Sunday after Sunday, when you stand there, you have something new to say. And I can listen to you every Sunday, and when I'm coming to church, I know that I'm going to receive something new. How do you do it? As you sit in this congregation right now, you have no idea. Men of God who have come, sitting in the congregation, just to come and receive something from me. If I make altar call for them right now, you will see. Last Sunday, one of them was in the service, crying like a baby. Say, Papa, nothing is working for me in my church. I put up the church. The church is empty. And as I prayed, I had a dream. In the dream, God said, go to Apostle General. He has the grace and the wisdom for ministry. Let him impart upon you.
Ubenya kwenya wako sika krabi akase sika didu wada oseye million baku mienu mi temu mienu na me defa akoma me papa se papa e jina ye urade adwuma se ne na solomon ye no obi biara oye ohun mu aja wudi obuo sa obuo no manu no urade ema unya nyansa enti ofra brantia bi oh papa una ofra se ai mi apostle general uwira fi ni urade edifa me so me de ye ma ho uwira fi emra na oyire yare urade fa me so ersa ne yare emra na oyire eyefunu atoa mi no bompa ye ema urade ehira wo ma uwira fi ni nyinara afia brantia na afia adani osin onua wo so so betimi aye biribi ama wo mu ni ohwa wo so a urade edi nyansa odema solomon no ebi ebebre wo so.
I want you for your devotion this week, use 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8. The whole of chapter 8. Use it. Solomon prayed some powerful prayers over there that I want you to key into. And I trust God that when preaching is just about some 40, 45 minutes, 1 hour, and we will not be able to read everything. So please, when I ask you to do extra readings, please do. This is how you can acquire wisdom. This is how you can be enlightened in the word of God. Remember, wisdom is defined as godly principles exposed in his word and in the person of Christ. So if you don't align yourself with the word of God, you make a lot of mistakes. Yesterday, that was the preaching that I preached to the couple that married. I said to them that marriage is of God. God manufactured marriage with a manual book called the Bible. If you want to repair your marriage, go to the manual. If you want to sweeten your marriage, go to the manual. Go to the manual. The manual is there. What? Oh, Jesus.
Now, what you had this young be free him for money, the kind of it's in watching. Yeah, Papa say, oh, call, trust some no more. Now, what you know, but more than a kind, none of the best years you may not come a warrior. So,
Solomon was dedicating the temple. The temple had been built and he was dedicating the temple.
Solomon, see, a sorry dan area. No, the sorry dan is a radi answer.
Look at verse 24. First Kings 8:24. First Kings 8:24. Solomon is dedicating temple. Temple that he has built. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Verse 25, still about his father. Therefore, Lord, God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant, David, my father. Say, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. Only if your sons take heed to their way, that they walk before me as you have walked before me. He's dedicating still on his father. And now I pray, O God of Israel, let your word come true. Three verses spoken to your servant David, my father. Three verses. So you see why Solomon got God angry, but God did not kill him. God did not take the throne from him. This is the reason.
Solomon, Eddie, I saw that as your radinsa.
I'm his father.
Come here, sing Nara. Never pity and no, but send your radi. I said, Papa, born away.
His father was dead. Dead and gone. But he was connecting to the covenant and the wisdom. And he was appreciating the work of his father, the foundation of his father, the sacrifices of his father. Still were in his heart, and they were his reference point. How do you reverence the gift that God has given to you? How do you honor that gift?
Solomon, Emra no kasa asem ya obo ni papa ni. Na ni papa wuko da. Enso ni papa na obo ni di. Apamu a Awurade ni papa ewo no eno eno oyi sa apam no adi. Ni edi kan
you get wisdom from association.
Ni edi kan nyansa ba wo nchan en e fine.
You get wisdom from the reverence you give to your spiritual covering. Finally, you get wisdom from your devotion to God. Your devotion at first. Still on Solomon. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 14 and 15. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 14 and 15.
Samuel, who made
the still the character of Solomon.
Solomon, Abrabo.
Am I sure? It should be kings, not Samuel. I think it should be kings, not someone. First Kings.
And for whom I did can it me and sent him do nine.
God comes to Solomon.
A Rade Abba Solomon chain.
And he's making a covenant with him.
And on the air pam.
And the covenant is if you walk in my ways. As you my status and my commandments as your father walked, then I will lengthen your days. I will give you long life. Long life. And I love verse 15. Devotion to God. Then Solomon awoke. He was sleeping, though. He awoke from his sleep. And indeed, it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings offered peace offerings and made a feast for all his servants.
Solomon, sorry, when the day Muno to America, Eba, Jerusalem, Ebetina wearing a Radian Casafor Mukanenim, and or Bopaye, and or Basha Pamukina, and or Bafori, a man named Quenyinara.
See, your devotion is God is tested, not when you are poor or you have a need and you are struggling. Let me tell you when your devotion to God is tested. Your devotion to God is tested when you have money. Your devotion to God is tested when you marry. Your devotion to God is tested when you are looking for children and God gives you. Your devotion to God is tested in your abundance. That's where God sees your true heart and your true devotion. The moment God blessed him and he woke up, the first point of call was to go to the house of God in Jerusalem, to stand before the ark of God, to give God his sacrifices of praise. First point of call. Where do you go when God blesses you? What is? Tell me your first point of call. Tell me. Who is your consideration first when God prospers you? Yesterday, I was telling the couple that married. I said, isn't it amazing that when we come to wedding ceremony, we want the wedding ceremony to be 1 hour. But when we go to the wedding party, we want the party to be 5 hours. Isn't that amazing? That's how backsliding we have become. Spending time in the presence of God is worrisome. It's bothersome. And yet you can spend more hours on social media following mad people, naked people, people without substance. That's where our world has reached.
When you're ready, Nantino, your son, Shem, right here, and I say, Winnie Bibi Debbie, and we're ready to win some way or the funnel, Samuel also shall say, and Nama only need to Nama Pana, only need to Anase, and Yamra and Huatero, Nemura, Yanapoto, Nabrosono, and Yashabia, what do any better? Shabia watching the war, and Yamra, you're better ready anymore, near Pentamacofia, Nasia Cosa Media, you pass a trauma.
Because we are celebrating the men's camp. Next week, my sermon is going to target the men of wisdom. How a man can win the heart of his wife by just wisdom. And how a man can bring order into his house by just wisdom. How a man can tame a hard woman like this. To make her soft, sit and she will sit, lie down and she will lie down. Auntie Sherry, in a dear chofan, fecula chofan, in a wisdom. Wisdom. I have never jujued my wife. Oh, no. I don't have black pot anywhere. Wisdom. I have worked with Reverend King Foley for 25 years. Wisdom. Wisdom. I have sat in council with Reverend Agrin, Jonathan Kahn, and all these big guys in the church for many years. Wisdom.
Some mamma and she munti. And now watch it, and Radia Samaya Papa de Babrain, hey, a mamma, a yan Safo, send your Berman Yan Seni Ebeti, Ayan Yeri Afa, Ayan Ma Afa, or Berman Yan Seni to Sonua, Wama, Yamame, Abran Huasino, and yet dropping away a yan son,
By the time we come to Joseph, and by the time we come to Daniel, and by the time we come to Nehemiah, by the time we come to Ezra, get ready. I'll be introducing you into political office in this nation. Get ready. We shall make you the champion of entrepreneurs in this country. Your business, which is dying, will resurrect. Your marriage will resurrect. Your children will call you blessed. Am I prophesying to a congregation that is alive? Clap your hands and scream and say, I hear you, Papa.
I hear you, Papa.
I like that. Nyansa, the rera bebia. Wisdom that takes you everywhere you want to go. Except you don't want to. If you want to be politics, there's wisdom. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, there's wisdom. If you want to be a successful husband, there is wisdom.
Amen.
A successful wife, there is wisdom.
Amen.
A successful student, there is wisdom.
Amen.
For that, wisdom. Wisdom. And every wisdom comes with grace. Let's worship God a bit and ask God for wisdom, because there's nobody here that this week there is a problem you are not solving, from Apostle General to the least. Stop taking decisions that will backfire. Take divine, spiritually spot on. The Lord says, I should tell you, you are going to engage somebody in your work. The Lord says you should slow down, wait, don't confirm the appointment yet, because it will backfire. God is bringing you another person. The person who is coming doesn't look like it, because you guys, you people, you do paperwork. When they write nice CV is for you, that's what you like. But the person who is coming with nice CV is coming to manipulate your staff. That saith the Lord.
Nyansa, one summon the yaki. You be sorry, Raddy. No, my Nyansa said, now what tea? I dear be a baby, say, I wear Jumum, say, where you fear, and you are playing in a money school, no. Raddy, my Nyansa, you have to me ever come now what tea?
Nyansa, what one yami? On him, Ochina, dear, and Orange, Yamuda, listen. The song we are singing is all knowledgeable God, all wisdom, all omnipotent God, who knows the end from today. Lord, we are in your hands. That's what we are praying right now. Hey!
Oh,
clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every mistake that I have done, Lord, give me wisdom
to cancel.
Wisdom. Pray.
You are declaring this morning thy wisdom.
Our lives
are failed. We are saying, oh God, give us wisdom.
Heaven, lift up your hands.
Give us wisdom in our finances. Give us wisdom in our studies.
Connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Cranchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Cranchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info@royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.